Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome into Vern's postgame show.
Went to his left, picks it up, spins, jumps, throws to first. In time, he got him. Wow.
Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
All right. Woo. Oh, man. Thank God. It's over. To steal the legendary line of Ryan Lefevre, it's over. They did it. They were not swept by the Colorado Rockies. All right. 10-1 your final score. Yeah, that's nice. I love seeing them put up big runs. I love seeing Mike Hal and MJ and Bobby get nice. But honestly, just win the game. Don't get swept in Denver. Way to go, Royals. 10-1 winners. Phone lines are open for you, as there were plenty of reasons why the Royals were able to salvage one in the Mile High City. Sure, the offense has been the main issue of concern for many Royals fans of late, understandably so. You go to Coors Field, you score two runs in the opener. You're only able to muster one yesterday. Yeah, certainly it's nice to explode for 10 runs, but let's be real here. The reason why the Royals are now six games above 500 as we approach the final week of the first half of the season, the reason why the Royals are where they are is because of the starting pitching. Brady Singer today, sensational. Seven innings of one-run baseball, seven strikeouts, and he picks up the win. For as frustrated as you and I have been with the inability to reward Cole Reagans and Seth Lugo for their tremendous 2024 seasons that have now been capped with an all-star selection. Salvador Perez just named to his ninth all-star game. Bobby Witt Jr. will, in moments, be named to his first. So, it is now official. The Royals have four All-Stars for the first time since 2016. Four All-Stars for the seventh time in franchise history. Again, there's a lot to discuss, from Brady's performance today, Brady's performance this season, and now four representatives heading to Arlington to represent the boys in blue. And I think it's fair to assume, well, no, it's not. Not fair to assume, but it's fair to have your hopes up that Bobby Witt Jr. is going to participate in that home run derby next week. I'm hoping. It just is, it's too much like right. It just makes too much sense for Bobby to be in the Midsummer Classic in his hometown in a home run derby. So we'll wait for that, but we can sit around and celebrate the fact that Seth and Cole and Salvi and Bobby are all going to head to Texas and represent Kansas City in the All-Star Game. 913-586-7610 is our phone number. That's 913-586-7610. Brady Singer, again, early on it was evident as he punches out the first two batters that he faces with that impressive slider. The slider on point throughout this one today. In fact, of the seven punchouts that Brady was able to elicit from that Rockies offense, five of the seven were courtesy of that slider from the former first-round pick. Singer's 18th start of the season. He's now 5-5. All right, phone lines are open, 913-586-7610. Just marveling at Salvador Perez. Marveling at the fact as he's now officially an all-star. Salvi's one of seven catchers in baseball history with 1,500 hits, 260 home runs, and nine all-star selections. The other six are all already enshrined in Cooperstown. That's a short list. 1,500 hits, which, congratulations, Salvi picked up number 1,500 today, becoming the seventh player in franchise history to do that. 1,500 hits, 260 home runs, and nine All-Star games. It's Salvador Perez, Pudge Rodriguez, Mike Piazza, Carlton Fisk, Gary Carter, Yogi Berra, and Johnny Bench. Or I guess I should have just said, it's Salvador Perez and the greatest catchers of all time. Unbelievable. Royals win 10-1, and the cherry on top is four All-Stars. Let's head out to Liberty. Let's talk with Scott to lead things off on this Sunday. Scott, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, Vern. You know, I got to admit, man, Brady was one of my, I wouldn't say whipping boys, but boy, I didn't enjoy watching him pitch at times in his career. And, you know, maybe that's me being too hard on him or the expectation of being a first-round pick or whatever.
Yeah.
But, boy, he has really turned it around this year. And, I mean, I hope this season goes somewhere. I mean, it's already gone somewhere, but I hope it goes somewhere that we're all hoping it's going to go. And today's pitching performance, you know, might be one of those things, one of those, well, when Fox Sports used to replay the games on Christmas and stuff like that. I don't think Bally does that anymore. I don't know. But anyway, this could be one of those.
If they're
games
good, they will.
Yeah, no doubt. One of those turning point games. And so I just, you know, I don't, I'm not proud to admit maybe I've been hard on Singer in his past, but boy, he stepped up, and quite frankly, he probably is deserving of an all-star nod too. And so just, you know, wanted to say proud of that performance today. But the other thing, and moreover, Bobby Witt is insane. I mean, he's just
he is.
Like, he's, for all those years of all us Royals fans, I'm almost 50 years old, and I know, you know, you've been around here about 15, 20 years or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, for so many years, all we had to grasp on was first-round picks and, like, the prospects that are going to turn the franchise around and whatever. And Gordo was probably, you know, I mean, he's a Royals Hall of Famer and has one of the biggest hits in Royals history. But
right.
The struggles that he went through to get through, and Bobby is just, I mean, he's
well,
like
here's the thing,
prime
Scott, here, here's the
year
thing.
Three.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, that's the point. I mean, you know, you're not denigrating Alex Gordon or Mike Moustakas or Billy Butler or Eric Hosmer or any of the other first-round picks that were once sold as the franchise changer. No, you're not dumping on those dudes, because all four of those dudes won a pennant. Three of them won a world title. They were all responsible for bringing baseball back to Kansas City. But we've never seen a player like Bobby Witt Jr. Never. And that includes George Brett, because George is playing third base. Carlos Beltran's in center. We're talking about a guy putting up these type of numbers. Look at what he did today. Two infield singles because of his speed. Right, the fastest player in the sport. Two infield singles. And then a three-run laser beam of a home run in the ninth inning. 112 miles per hour off the bat. He's the fastest. He's one of the strongest. I say one of the strongest. You look at the hard hit rate. Look at the consistent exit velocity of Bobby Witt Jr.'s offensive output. So the speed, the power, I mean, obviously the guy can hit for average. You know, following today's 3-for-5 performance, he's hitting .324. That's second best in Major League Baseball. So he can run, he can hit for power, he can hit for average. Defensively, he ranks as one of the three best shortstops in the sport. And you know what he has hanging off that right shoulder. You know that arm is big time. I mean, he's touching 90 on the bump back in high school, and he's only gotten stronger. Shoot, he was on with CDOT earlier this week, and Carrington asked him, when was the last time you ran a 40? He said back in high school, and it was, what did he say, 4.34? He said 4.34 back then, and I'm faster now. No, he is a freak. Bobby's 11th three-hit game of the season. Only Stephen Kwan has more. His 37th multi-hit game of the season. Nobody has more than that. My game notes following this 10-1 Royals victory. Game notes brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow. Be in the know and call Jay's Southland Tow. Well, the All-Star roster has been completely revealed. Tim Kurchin gave us a nice little heads up right at the start of the show that this Royals team, after a 106 loss 2023, they have four All-Stars in 2024. Two starting pitchers going to the All-Star game. Two starting pitchers that almost at this time last year weren't in the organization. I mean, Cole Reagans was a week into his stay as a Royal this time last year. So, without a doubt, credit to the great Salvador Perez, the legendary, what might end up being a legendary career for Bobby Witt Jr., the perseverance of Seth Lugo, the stick-to-itiveness of Cole Reagans, they deserve the credit, and they're going to get all the credit. But let me also tip the cap to the front office. Now, tip your cap to John Sherman, J.J. Piccolo, and the rest of his front office personnel. Two of the all-star selections from this Royals team were acquired in steals. Now, what it took to acquire Cole Reagans, 3 months of Aroldis Chapman, that's a steal. It, with the benefit of hindsight, yeah, that's a steal. $15 million per year for Seth Lugo? That's a steal. I mean, he's pitching as if he should warrant $40 million a year. Right? That's what Scherzer and Verlander are paid, $40 million. Show me three better pitchers right now in the American League or in Major League Baseball than Seth Lugo's been so far in 2024. No doubt, shining bright on that front office as this rotation has seen a complete makeover. Now, the one constant has been Brady Singer. Singer today with his seventh quality start of the season. That's third most on the team, of course, behind Reagans and Lugo. The team as a whole has 46 quality starts. Exactly one half of the games this season, a Royal starter has turned in a quality start. That's amazing. 46 quality starts in 92 games. Third most quality starts in the sport. Fourth best ERA. Royals starters have a mark of 3.47. Third most innings pitched in the sport. And no doubt about it, this team is led, has been led, and will continue to be led if they're going anywhere of note. They will continue to be led by this starting staff. I understand the story of this 10-1 Royals victory is the offensive explosion. But if you really zero in on what's going to allow this team to see an exciting August and September, it's stuff like what Brady Singer did out there today. Seven innings of one-run baseball. Royals win 10-1. We'll get back to your phone calls after this.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Fastball laced down the left field line toward the corner and gone! Just over the left field fence into the tunnel next to the bleacher seats in left. A line drive 3-run homer for Bobby Witt Jr. His 15th home run of the season gives the Royals double digits at Coors Field. It is 10-1 in the top of the ninth inning.
And that would be your final score. Royals salvage one in Denver, winning the finale 10-1. Jake Eisenberg on the call, as heard here on 610 Sports Radio. The third hit of the day for Bobby Witt Jr., a 3-run blast in the ninth. Moments ago, Bobby Witt Jr. named to his first All-Star game. He will be there next week in his hometown, just a stone's throw away from where the stadium was when he was a young man rooting on the Texas Rangers. What a moment that's going to be for the 24-year-old, and hopefully he's participating in the Home Run Derby as well. Bobby Witt Jr. and Salvador Perez both voted in by the players. Seth Lugo also voted in by the players. Major League Baseball filling out the final few spots on the American League roster. Major League Baseball fills Cole Reagan's name in as an American League All-Star. So again, for the first time since 2016 and a seventh time in team history, the Royals have four or more heading to the Midsummer Classic. Bobby Witt Jr., by the way, hitting .536 across his current seven-game hitting streak. All right, let's go to Phil in Shawnee. Phil, you're next up on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Thanks, Vern. It looks like we're going to be okay up to the All-Star break. If we go 2-3, we'll be 500. Then we got Arizona, the Cubs, and the White Sox for seven games. We need to make hay right out of the gate after the All-Star break. We got to go 8-5 or 9-4 to stay in it. Now, on Bobby Witt Jr., I want to throw out the following statistic. He's got 207 total bases this year. That puts him on pace for 364.5 for the season. George Brett owns the team record at 363 in 1979. So he's on pace to beat the team record. Also at 363 for a career season high is Jeff Bagwell and David Ortiz. And just up the road at 368 is one Ted Williams.
Oof,
our good friend.
Oh, man, I love that, Phil. Thank you very much for those statistics. Thank you very much. Those were all Hall of Famers. George, Bags, the Splendid Splinter, Big Poppy. Oh, my God. Phil, great job. Now, how about this? Bobby's home run keeps him on pace to match Hal McRae's franchise record for extra base hits in a season. That record has stood for almost half a century. Hal McRae had those, 86 extra base hits back in 1977. I mean, it's that record stood the test of time. That record withstood multiple George Brett MVP campaigns and, you know, Mike Sweeney dominating the early 2000s. Yeah. Yeah, Bobby's something else, man. No doubt about it. Bobby, one of four representing the Royals at the Midsummer Classic, as is Salvador Perez, who today went 2-for-5 with a pair of runs scored, picking up career base hit number 1,500. After the game on the field, his longtime buddy Joel Goldberg of Bally Sports Kansas City caught up with the 9-time All-Star, the great Salvador Perez.
Pretty good, you know. Every time we win, it's pretty good for us. Hopefully, you know, we can off tomorrow and continue to do it in San Luis.
This is a great place to hit, but then when the team's struggling, it probably is a little tricky because you want to do so much. You started things off, but I saw you so excited when Mikel Garcia hit that home run. Tell me about the excitement and the emotion.
He's pretty good. He would say that after 500 at bat, he hit another one. But, you know, it's just the way they prepare themselves, the way they compete every day, you know, the way they just, you know, be in the lineup every day. It's not easy, so he deserves to hit some homer.
I know you didn't catch him today, but Brady Singer has now allowed one run in four straight starts, and this is a hard place. You know, Brian Sweeney was saying it's going to be more sinker slider today because of the altitude. What did you see?
Yeah, he was right. You know, his fastball was good. He was both signed to the play when the slider and the sweeper was good. I think he only threw one changer, but he was good today. When you keep the ball down, you know, he's going to get a lot of chase.
1,501. Well, at one point, you're standing next to the kid that just got his first hit. He had one. You had 1,500. What does 1,500 mean to you?
Oh, it's a lot, yo. It's a lot of sacrifice. You know, I thank God. Thank God for everything. My family for the support. Hopefully many more.
We're going to find out any minute about the All-Star game. I think you'll get there. Could have Bobby Witt Jr., Seth Lugo, maybe Cole Reagan. So what does that mean to you?
It's going to be fun, you know. Every All-Star game, it's me a lot for every player, any player, you know. I think any player in big league want to go to the All-Star game. We go see. Hopefully, you know, Junior, I think he's going to be there 100%. He deserves to be there, Lugo. The way he was pitching right now, you know. And Cole Rega, one of the best lefties in the league right now.
Well, hopefully they all get their first, and you get your ninth. Captain, great job. 1,501.
Thank you, y'all.
There you go. That's Salvador Perez and Joel Goldberg on Bally Sports, Kansas City. Outstanding stuff. Royals win 10-1. They're on pace to win 86 games this season. You heard Salvi and Joel talking about Mikel Garcia's three-run home run in the second inning, put the Royals up 4-0. Mikel's now hit safely in 6 of his last 10 games, but boy, oh boy, that smile on his face going around first base. I can't remember the last time seeing Mikel smile on the field. I've seen him smile occasionally in the clubhouse. I mean, he's not always downtrodden, but between those white lines, a lot of bad body language of late, but boy, oh boy, that looked like a young man having a good time. That looked like the young man we saw this offseason balling out in winter ball. Now, speaking of which, let's also take that into account. I know it's going to sound like an excuse, but just All-Star break coming up. I'm excited to see what Mikel's going to do in the home stretch. Let's remember, makes his, you know, becomes an everyday big leaguer last year, proves a lot to himself, doesn't take any break, goes down to winter ball, wins the championship down there, shows up to spring training, ready to compete, ready to win, to be a part of a winner. And what do you know? The team is winning. And he's in the lineup every single day. I don't know. And again, he's 24. You know, it's not as if he's Salvi out there grinding, but just keep that in mind, that this All-Star break, I think, is going to be so very beneficial for Mikel Garcia. 913-586-7610. Royals win 10-1. They salvage one in Colorado. Take the day off and head to St. Louis for a 2-game series beginning on Tuesday night. Michael Wacha starting the opener, taking on his the ball club that drafted him, the team where he made his big league debut, in the stadium where he made his big league debut. Michael Wacha takes on the Cardinals coming up on Tuesday here on 610 Sports Radio. So the Royals win. They keep pace with Cleveland. They're still 9 games back in the division, as Cleveland was down early, but they never say die. They battled back, and Cleveland is now 24 games above 500, 9 games in front of the Royals in the division. Boston plays later on tonight, Sunday Night Baseball, against the Yankees, so the Royals make up a half game. They're a game back of Boston right now for that final spot in the American League. Phone lines are open for you. The text line is there as well. We'll take a dive into the text line. 913-586-7610. That's the number. 913-586-7610. We'll take that dive after this.
Welcome back to Vern's post-game show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
Garcia drives it deep in the air, left field. Jones darts back at the fence, and it's out of here. Into the second row of the bleachers in left field. Michael Garcia lines a 3-run homer, and the Royals take a 4-0 lead in the top of the second.
Nice day for Michael Garcia. On base safely 3 times. That 3-run home run in the second inning. Infield single in the 7th and a leadoff walk in the 9th inning. Royals crush the Rockies 10-1, the final score. They salvage 1. And look, 10 runs in a road game is a big deal for this offense, especially with how they've been going of late. Royals have scored 5 runs total in their last 5 road games, so they double that, and darn near doubled that in the first 2 innings. That home run from Michael in the second inning made it 4-0. Good guys. They would go on to win 10-1. They're now 49-43 on the season, 6 games above 500. Let's go to the text line, 913-586-7610. Elliot from Des Moines writes in, Vern, absolutely electric stuff from Brady Singer and tremendous defense behind him. Mountaineering tomorrow in a better mood, thanks to Brady Singer. Mount Elbert, here we come, signed Elliot in Des Moines. Brady Singer, 7 innings of 1-run baseball. Yeah, defensively, another strong day from one of the 3-5 best defensive units in the sport. But I'll tell you what, when Brady needed to make a big pitch, he most certainly did. With runners on the corners and 1 out in the 3rd inning, facing the top of the Colorado Rockies lineup, Royals are up 4-0 at this point. But, it's the 3rd inning. Runners on the corners and 1 out. He gets Charlie Blackmon staring at a sinker, and he got Ezekiel Tovar to swing through a slider. 4th inning, runners on the corners with 1 out again. First pitch to Jacob Stallings is an inning-ending 6-4-3 double play. In the 5th inning, leadoff walk quickly erased thanks to another 6-4-3 double play. Singer gives up 1 run. It comes in the 7th inning. Outstanding stuff today from Brady, his 18th start of the season. It's the 12th time he's allowed 1 earned run or fewer. 12th time. Nobody else in baseball has done that. Nobody else in baseball has 12 starts allowing 1 earned run or less. Brady's ERA is now under 3. An ERA of 2.93 ranks 13th best in Major League Baseball. Let's go to Mitch in Overland Park. Mitch, you're next up on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Thanks for taking the call, Vern. Great game. Nice to salvage it. Several random thoughts. I've been wanting to talk to you since the Cleveland series. Going into the 9th inning of the 3rd game, I believe, our pitchers had given up 3 walks and had 22 strikeouts. Okay? And then in the game, Lugo pitched, and I don't have stats and not a metrics guy, but if you look up the number of first pitch strikes that he throws, and the percentage of guys that don't get on. I mean, I'm an old guy and spent a lot of years in baseball. The first pitch strike and just not walking people, it's a huge deal. Now, here's the other thing I wanted to mention. Like most fans, when the Chiefs win on Sunday, everybody's got a little pep in their step on Monday. I'm an old baseball guy, and I'm just telling you, when I go out and walk the dog after a victory, it just gives you a little bit of lift, especially compared to recent years. I, like so many others, have been missing meaningful fall baseball games, even before the playoffs, to just be playing for a place in the playoffs. And, you know, you see all the teams that have been there, the Phillies and the Yankees, and, you know, putting all those fans in the seats. I just miss that, and I look forward to us getting it. And lastly, Colorado selling out, or however many, 40,000 a couple of days ago, and they're like 25 under 500. That's a pretty strong showing by their fan base. But anyway, four guys in the All-Star game, that's incredible. And my last point is about our superstar. And I know people have said this, but I've thought it for a long time. It's like Mahomes. He grew up around pro sports. He's experienced all this before when he was a kid and his dad and all the big leaguers. I think Bobby Witt Jr. going through that when he was a kid has made him ready for the moment. It's not overwhelming. He doesn't seem to get, you know, feel pressure in the big moments. And that's all I got. Great job as always, and look forward to hearing you off the air.
Hey, I appreciate it, Mitch. Thank you very much for the phone call. A lot of great points there. None more so than the one you opened up with Seth Lugo and the importance of strike one. No doubt about it. Great crowds this weekend in Denver. More than 114,000 people came out to watch that awful baseball team. Honestly, well, a lot of Royals fans turned out. A lot of Royals fans made the drive. A lot of them on the text line right now, making their way back. Appreciate it, Mitch. And as far as Bobby, it's, you know, somewhat different, right? Bobby's dad was already retired for the most part when Bobby was of age. You know, Mahomes was out there playing catch, shagging fly balls with A-Rod and Derek Jeter. But Bobby was around big leaguers, as his brothers-in-law, all professional ball players. And of course, his dad and his dad's buddies, no doubt about it. He's comfortable around professional athletes. He knows how to address a grown man, right? A grown professional, competitive, alpha male. He understands how to move in those circles. How to lead by example when it's time to speak up, when it's time to shut up, when it's time to ask a question, when it's time to give an answer. No doubt about it. Bobby is the total package. You know, I talked earlier about the athleticism and the ability, the numbers that we can all see. And then, yeah, Mitch, you throw in the intangible that you point out, his ability to slow the game down. And I think a lot of that also just goes to his, you know, God-given ability and those natural instincts that both him and Mahomes have, where the game just moves slower for them. They process things quicker, better. You know, the aptitude. That's what I always heard about Bobby. You know, when they first drafted him, when you first started going around him in spring training. And the kid makes a mistake, and then you never see him make that mistake again. The way that he learns and adjusts and evolves. And you could say the same about Patrick Mahomes. You know, you get him in Andy Reid's hands, let Andy mold him, because he's going to be able to respond. He's going to be able to execute whatever goofy play the great Andy Reid puts in front of him, because, like Bobby, Mahomes has that ability to adjust, evolve, and deliver. Thanks for the phone call, Mitch. Royals win 10-1, four Royals with multiple hits today. We already mentioned Mike Hell and Bobby. I told you Salvi had a pair of knocks. The other Royal with multiple hits, as Jay Binkley told you he would earlier today on the double play, Michael Massey coming through. In a number of facets, coming through as the number five hitter, as that protection for Salvi, and also coming through at second base. How about Massey in there for the second time in 4 days? Keep in mind, the team was hopeful that he would get in there multiple times before the All-Star break. Now, hoping that he's able to get in there 2-3 times in a 2-3 week stretch. Now he's in there twice in a 4 day stretch. That is nothing but good. Now you knock on wood because that lower back issue isn't going anywhere. It's always going to be looming, always going to be hovering. Hopefully Massey's feeling good as they board that bird and fly back to Missouri, getting ready to take on the Cardinals for two. Let's go back to the text line, 913-586-7610. One more note about Massey. I mentioned, he has good numbers, period. But as a second baseman this season, today was his 28th game. When he's in there at second base, his OPS is 852. Today was his 25th game as the number five hitter, protecting Salvi. His OPS is the five hitter, 989. I honestly don't think you could overstate the importance of having that bat in the lineup and having that bat at that position. To get that type of production from second base, to go along with an all-world shortstop, you know, Izzy's even hitting a little bit to go with his all-world defensive ability, and then Salvi and Freddie behind the dish, I mean, come on. Salvi's going to the All-Star break. Freddie hits 307 when he's a starter. Yeah, tonight was the 44th game of the year in which Freddie Fermin's name's in the starting lineup. He's hitting 307 with an OPS near 800. I don't have this in front of me, but I mean, I guess I got to think of the Dodgers. Now Mookie's banged up and their second base is a question. There isn't a team in baseball that has the center field, second base, shortstop, catcher combo like the Royals do with Bobby, Massey, Izzy, and the Salvi, Freddie 1-2. That's an impressive foundation for any team, especially one in a market like this. All right, Rally Mantis writes in. He's welcoming Chris Bubich back to the big leagues. Yeah, no doubt. Now, shame on me getting this deep into the show. Congratulations, Chris Bubich. Battling back from Tommy John surgery to have a 1-2-3 return. A 16-pitch ninth inning. Bubich retires the side in order, striking out Jacob Stallings in an 8-pitch battle, putting him away with a changeup, and then doing the same to Talia right after that. A 1-2-3 ninth inning. Way to go. Welcome back, Chris Bubich. Glad to have him back. Glad to have that bulldog mentality back. I don't know when we'll see if we will see that bulldog mentality coming out in a reliever role. But next year's spring training, stretch him back out. Get him possibly back in this rotation. I'm a big Chris Bubich fan. How could you not be? You remember what he did in 2020? Jumping from A-ball to the big leagues? Now, the team was desperate for pitching. Maybe he was ready, maybe he wasn't. What he did have was heart and guts and stones, and he'd fight you out there, even if he didn't have it at all. You know, his C-minus stuff, he'd be out there huffing and puffing and sweating bullets and bending over and all sorts of histrionics, but he would find a way. He'd battle for the boys, man. Very happy to have Chris Bubich back. Rally Mantis, thank you very much, man. Raj in the Ozarks, congrats to our four All-Stars. Well-deserved. Nice win today, boys. We're still hanging out and around the playoff corner. Yeah, you're right.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City. 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
Garcia drives it deep in the air, left field. Jones darts back at the fence, and it's out of here. Into the second row of the bleachers in left field. Michael Garcia lines a three-run homer, and the Royals take a 4-0 lead in the top of the second.
Yeah, nice day for Michael Garcia. On base safely three times. That three-run home run in the second inning. Infield single in the seventh and a leadoff walk in the ninth inning. Royals crush the Rockies. 10-1 the final score. They salvage one. And look, 10 runs in a road game is a big deal for this offense, especially with how they've been going of late. Royals have scored 5 runs total in their last 5 road games, so they double that and darn near doubled that in the first 2 innings. That home run from Michael in the second inning made it 4-0. Good guys. They would go on to win 10-1. They're now 49-43 on the season, 6 games above 500. Let's go to the text line, 913-586-7610. Elliot from Des Moines writes in, Vern, absolutely electric stuff from Brady Singer and tremendous defense behind him. Mountaineering tomorrow in a better mood, thanks to Brady Singer. Mount Elbert, here we come, signed Elliot in Des Moines. Brady Singer, 7 innings of 1-run baseball. Yeah, defensively, another strong day from one of the 3-5 best defensive units in the sport. But I'll tell you what, when Brady needed to make a big pitch, he most certainly did. With runners on the corners and one out in the third inning, facing the top of the Colorado Rockies lineup, Royals are up 4-0 at this point. But, it's the third inning. Runners on the corners and one out. He gets Charlie Blackmon staring at a sinker. And he got Ezekiel Tovar to swing through a slider. Fourth inning, runners on the corners with one out again. First pitch to Jacob Stallings is an inning-ending 6-4-3 double play. In the fifth inning, leadoff walk quickly erased thanks to another 6-4-3 double play. Singer gives up one run. It comes in the seventh inning. Outstanding stuff today from Brady, his 18th start of the season. It's the 12th time he's allowed one earned run or fewer. 12th time. Nobody else in baseball has done that. Nobody else in baseball has 12 starts allowing one earned run or less. Brady's ERA is now under 3. An ERA of 2.93 ranks 13th best in Major League Baseball. Let's go to Mitch in Overland Park. Mitch, you're next up on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Thanks for taking the call, Vern. Great game. Nice to salvage it. Several random thoughts. I've been wanting to talk to you since the Cleveland series. Going into the ninth inning of the third game, I believe, our pitchers had given up 3 walks and had 22 strikeouts. Okay? And then in the game, Lugo pitched. And I don't have stats and not a metrics guy, but if you look up the number of first pitch strikes that he throws and the percentage of guys that don't get on. I mean, I'm an old guy and spent a lot of years in baseball. The first pitch strike and just not walking people, it's a huge deal. Now, here's the other thing I wanted to mention. Like most fans, you know, when the Chiefs win on Sunday, everybody's got a little pep in their step on Monday. I'm an old baseball guy, and I'm just telling you, when I go out and walk the dog after a victory, it just gives you a little bit of lift, especially compared to recent years. I, like so many others, have been missing meaningful fall baseball games, even before the playoffs, to just be playing for a place in the playoffs. And, you know, you see all the teams that have been there, the Phillies and the Yankees, and, you know, putting all those fans in the seats. I just miss that, and I look forward to us getting it. And lastly, Colorado selling out, or however many, 40,000 a couple of days ago, and they're like 25 under 500. That's a pretty strong showing by their fan base. But anyway, four guys in the All-Star game, that's incredible. And my last point is about our superstar. And I know people have said this, but I've thought it for a long time. It's like Mahomes. He grew up around pro sports. He's experienced all this before when he was a kid and his dad and all the big leaguers. I think Bobby Witt Jr. going through that when he was a kid has made him ready for the moment. It's not overwhelming. He doesn't seem to get, you know, feel pressure in the big moments. And that's all I got. Great job as always, and look forward to hearing you off the air.
Hey, I appreciate it, Mitch. Thank you very much for the phone call. A lot of great points there. None more so than the one you opened up with Seth Lugo and the importance of strike one. No doubt about it. Great crowds this weekend in Denver. More than 114,000 people came out to watch that awful baseball team. Honestly, well, a lot of Royals fans turned out. A lot of Royals fans made the drive. A lot of them on the text line right now, making their way back. Appreciate it, Mitch. And as far as Bobby, it's, you know, somewhat different, right? Bobby's dad was already retired for the most part when Bobby was of age. You know, Mahomes was out there playing catch, shagging fly balls with A-Rod and Derek Jeter. But Bobby was around big leaguers as his brothers-in-law, all professional ball players. And of course, his dad and his dad's buddies, no doubt about it. He's comfortable around professional athletes. He knows how to address a grown man, right? A grown professional, competitive, alpha male. He understands how to move in those circles. How to lead by example when it's time to speak up, when it's time to shut up. When it's time to ask a question, when it's time to give an answer. No doubt about it, Bobby is the total package. You know, I talked earlier about the athleticism and the ability, the numbers that we can all see. And then, yeah, Mitch, you throw in the intangible that you point out, his ability to slow the game down. And I think a lot of that also just goes to his, you know, God-given ability and those natural instincts that both him and Mahomes have, where the game just moves slower for them. They process things quicker, better. You know, the aptitude, that's what I always heard about Bobby. You know, when they first drafted him, when you first started going around him in spring training, and the kid makes a mistake, and then you never see him make that mistake again. The way that he learns and adjusts and evolves. I could say the same about Patrick Mahomes. You know, you get him in Andy Reid's hands, let Andy mold him, because he's going to be able to respond. He's going to be able to execute whatever goofy play the great Andy Reid puts in front of him. Because, like Bobby, Mahomes has that ability to adjust, evolve, and deliver. Thanks for the phone call, Mitch. Royals win 10-1, four Royals with multiple hits today. We already mentioned Mike Hell and Bobby. I told you Salvi had a pair of knocks. The other Royal with multiple hits, as Jay Binkley told you he would earlier today on the double play, Michael Massey coming through in a number of facets. Coming through as the number five hitter, as that protection for Salvi, and also coming through at second base. How about Massey in there for the second time in 4 days? Keep in mind, the team was hopeful that he would get in there multiple times before the All-Star break. And hoping that he's able to get in there 2-3 times in a 2-3 week stretch. Now he's in there twice in a 4 day stretch. That is nothing but good. Now you knock on wood, because that lower back issue isn't going anywhere. It's always going to be looming, always going to be hovering. Hopefully Massey's feeling good as they board that bird and fly back to Missouri, getting ready to take on the Cardinals for two. Let's go back to the text line, 913-586-7610. One more note about Massey. I mentioned, he has good numbers, period. But as a second baseman this season, today was his 28th game. When he's in there at second base, his OPS is 852. Today was his 25th game as the number five hitter, protecting Salvi. His OPS as the five hitter, 989. I honestly don't think you could overstate the importance of having that bat in the lineup and having that bat at that position. To get that type of production from second base, to go along with an all-world shortstop, you know, Izzy's even hitting a little bit to go with his all-world defensive ability. And then Salvi and Freddie behind the dish. I mean, come on. Salvi's going to the All-Star break. Freddie hits 307 when he's a starter. Yeah, tonight was the 44th game of the year in which Freddie Vermeen's name's in the starting lineup. He's hitting 307 with an OPS near 800. I don't have this in front of me, but I mean, I guess I got to think of the Dodgers. Now Mookie's banged up and their second base is a question. There isn't a team in baseball that has the center field, second base, shortstop, catcher combo like the Royals do with Bobby, Massey, Izzy, and the Salvi, Freddie 1-2. That's an impressive foundation for any team, especially one in a market like this. All right, Rally Mantis writes in. He's welcoming Chris Bubich back to the big leagues. Yeah, no doubt. Shame on me getting this deep into the show. Congratulations, Chris Bubich. Battling back from Tommy John surgery to have a 1-2-3 return. A 16-pitch ninth inning. Bubich retires the side in order, striking out Jacob Stallings in an 8-pitch battle, putting him away with a changeup, and then doing the same to Talia right after that. A 1-2-3 ninth inning. Way to go. Welcome back, Chris Bubich. Glad to have him back. Glad to have that bulldog mentality back. I don't know when we'll see, if we will see, that bulldog mentality coming out in a reliever role. But next year's spring training, stretch him back out. Get him possibly back in this rotation. I'm a big Chris Bubich fan. How could you not be? You remember what he did in 2020? Jumping from A-ball to the big leagues? Now, the team was desperate for pitching. Maybe he was ready, maybe he wasn't. What he did have was heart and guts and stones, and he'd fight you out there, even if he didn't have it at all. You know, his C-minus stuff, he'd be out there huffing and puffing and sweating bullets and bending over and all sorts of histrionics, but he would find a way. He'd battle for the boys, man. Very happy to have Chris Bubich back. Rally Mantis, thank you very much, man. Raj in the Ozarks, congrats to our four All-Stars. Well-deserved. Nice win today, boys. We're still hanging out and around the playoff corner. Yeah, you're right. And you know, the Scott called up earlier and pointed out what this team needs to do before the All-Star break. You know, go 2-3, but then you need to really start making some noise against the White Sox and the other lesser-than opponents that await on the other half of the Midsummer Classic. And yeah, you're right. But let's, and I mean, I'm not directing this at you, Scott, but you know, let's acknowledge there are only 70 games left this season. for as much as it feels like, oh, we're halfway done, right? The All-Star break's a week away. Oh, when the All-Star break arrives, we're going to have 65 games left. All-Star game's going to be fun, getting all the love, and Lugo, and Reagans, and Bobby, and Salvi, and hopefully Bobby in the home run derby. Yeah, there's going to be a lot of Kansas City pride going on down in Arlington for the All-Star break. But just to warn you, it's about to get really, really real after the All-Star break. Like, you're going to be sweating, you're going to be freaking out, you're going to be yelling at me, calling me names. It's going to get wild in the second half. I hope you're ready for it. Nice hearing from you, Raj. Back to the text line, 913-586-7610. Well, I mentioned earlier, a lot of Royals fans making the trip. From the 316, Vern, me and the boys made the trip. The boys in blue did not disappoint. Brady Singer easily could have been an All-Star selection. Was this the most complete game of the season, Vern? Well, I just don't think the opponent is good enough for this to be the most complete game of the season. And it's not coming to my mind right now. That Yankees finale when Alec Marsh shoved, that one's coming to mind. Maybe the bullpen coughed something up there. The Brewers game, I remember winning that finale. That was a big, big series victory in my mind. Cleveland, I think. One of those Cleveland games. I'd have to go back and look at it. But no, just because of the opponent, I can't say that today was the most complete victory of the season. Now, as far as Brady Singer, yeah, easily could have been an All-Star had there not already been four other Royals. It's tough for any team to get five All-Stars, especially one in Kansas City. But yeah, Brady Singer pitched his tail off today. He picks up the win, his first win in 7 weeks, and his first road win of the season. 913-586-7610. That's the phone number. That's also the text line number. Dan and KCK shouting out Brady Singer on the text line. I like it. All right. Well, let's go to Garrett in Olathe. Garrett, you made us end the show yesterday with your foolishness. What do you got today?
Much more positive today. Congrats to all the boys that made the All-Star. Just go 3-2 the rest of the way, and I'll be happy. I mean, I'm happy right now. I'm happy, probably one of the happiest I've been all season, Vern.
Well, remember this then, Garrett. I appreciate the phone call. Remember this. The next time they lose, that's how baseball went. That in a 24-hour stretch, you're trying to fire coaches and then saying you're the happiest you've ever been. Just try to find a balance between those two, buddy. I appreciate you listening. And if you can't find that balance, well, shoot, man. That's why I'm here. 3-2 is what you want down the stretch? I'll take that. No doubt I'll take that. Three games in Boston. I'm guessing you're going to face Tanner Houck. He's going to the All-Star game. Sonny Gray's coming up in the second game of these two in St. Louis. So Sonny Gray and Alec Marsh coming up on Wednesday night. Yeah, I'll take 3-2 right now. I'll hit that button if we're playing Carrington's game now. But coming up on Tuesday, it's Michael Wacha on the hill for the boys in blue taking on the St. Louis Cardinals, the team that drafted him out of Texas A&M. Made his big league debut as a Cardinal against the Royals. And on Tuesday, he'll return to St. Louis as a Royal. It's a 6:45 first pitch. I think that means I'm on at 5:30 Tuesday nights. Either way, I'll talk to you tomorrow morning. I'll be on with Fesco and Kling at 8:25. Royals win 10-1 thanks to Nathan Williams for the help back at the studio. Thanks to you for listening. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday, Kansas City. Take care.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.